Josh Bertaccini joining us, the voice of that part of the country.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
The moment you've been waiting for.
JB, maybe you can do commentary live.
And the show that everyone's been talking about.
Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last.
It's time for the real NWA JB.
At least I work someplace that you can find when you're looking for it.
Follow, watch, and listen across social media at the real NWA JB.
Okay, all right. Because it's all about the little things.
Streaming live on YouTube, Podbean, and worldwide at TheRealNWAJP.com.
You were man on fire last night on the post game.
You've started your day in the right way. Let's talk sports.
This is prime time television here, folks.
Here's your host, Josh Bertaccini.
It feels good.
Yeah.
In the bunker studio with you, my friends. Feels good every day here in this happy sports place of ours. Keeping it real, conversations in any number of different directions, and oftentimes it goes well beyond the world of sports. But you know what? Wherever it goes, wherever it leads, you're here hanging out, and that's half the battle right there. And what's the Woody Allen line from back in the day? 90% of life is showing up. There's a lot of truth in that. An enormous amount of truth. You got to be there to even have a chance. If you're not there, you eliminate that. You take the chance part of it out, it's over before it even starts. How's your morning looking? You off to a good start today? Headed for a high temperature of 84 degrees. We're going to get some sunshine. This is going to be a beautiful midweek day. It's been on the windy side. Yesterday, driving I-49, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, I saw some rainy parts proliferating throughout the Ozarks and the Ouachitas as you get down the hill. Man, those loom large over Fort Smith, don't they? What a beautiful area south of Fort Smith that is. I need to take a camping trip. Get down to that Queen Wilhelmina Lodge. That is another pretty spot on the Arkansas-Oklahoma border. That'd be a summertime trip, family, if you're listening. And if you're listening at all today, thanks for doing it. Bluetooth, you can throw it on in your car right now as you head to work, you make the commute, whether it's 5 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour. Some of y'all drive up and down the hill on the regular. I mean, just throw it in the car and you got us. Pretty great quality, huh? It's like a radio station right here on the internet is what it is. We got a lot going on today. NBA playoffs have started. I watched some of both games last night, but neither the entirety of either. So Lakers-Pelicans was a wild finish. Good win for the Lake Show. They're into the postseason. So LeBron and AD will take a swing at the Oklahoma City Thunder in a 1-8 matchup. That is wrong. They will avoid that 1-8 matchup. They will instead face the Denver Nuggets. That is right. In a 2-7 matchup. While tonight, we will get to see the two Eastern series do their play-in games. So one game left in the West. Warriors got ripped by the Kings on the road. Sacramento rising up last night. If that is the end for Klay Thompson at Golden State, what a sad, anemic, and injury-prone ending it is. But isn't that the way most of us check out on sports at some point? Is injured or hurt or afraid of getting hurt? Your body just starts to go. And Klay Thompson has had major injury upon major injury upon major injury the last few years. Looks like his run as an elite player is clearly over. So tonight, to the east we go. We got the Hawks and Sixers. You got to like, or the Heat and Sixers. You got to like Philly at home in that. And Hawks and Bulls. I think you like the home teams. I think you like Chicago tonight to win that game. Atlanta's had so many injuries this year and is missing key pieces as well. And if you keep it straight on the playing stuff, good for you, because it's kind of befuddling to me. New Orleans and now the Sacramento Kings will get one game on Thursday night for the last playoff spot in the West. Okay? NBA has so many different tournaments, it's silly. the play-in stuff, the actual playoffs. They're doing a mid-season tournament in December. Does anybody remember that? And the Lakers won that tournament, so what did they get? Nothing. Nothing. I tell you, folks, you cannot make this stuff up. It's just, it's the truth. It's more unbelievable than fiction, oftentimes. So basketball rolling. Hogs got the big Z the other night. Zvon Ivicic. The rebuild of the roster continues. A lot of talk about some other names out there, but nobody else has made it official to the U of A yet. And yet, we're at the point right now where John Calipari has all kinds of opportunity to reshape, to rebuild, and to get this thing back to some kind of competitive level as quickly as possible. I don't think we're necessarily expecting a Final Four type run in the first year, but you'd like to be in the tournament and be decent in your first year. And if you're able to do that, I think you set the table for yourself in year two or year three as you get further into it. And the goal for Calipari as he rebuilds his roster has got to be to make it bigger and stronger. Despite the runs to the Elite Eight, one of the biggest struggles we had in the Eric Musselman era watching this team, they had a tendency to get bullied, to get pushed around by some of the bigger teams out there. You start with a 7-2 guy, that's a very good place to begin, and you'll take it from there. But Cal's roster rebuild, obviously something we're keeping a very close eye on right now as well. And then there's baseball, right, which is playing in the midweek. And midweek baseball is weird because some teams, kind of like conference tournaments, some teams are just playing way up. Like, it's a huge opportunity for them to beat a team that's higher ranked. You know, it helps you in the long run with your schedule and how good you think you are and all the rest of it. The issue would be, you know, you have so many backups playing, so many reserves, so many different guys in the lineup, or potentially even pitching, right? And so when you have that going on, you're not playing the best version of Arkansas. You know, you're not playing the best version of the juggernaut team who's usually hosting. So midweek games are tough. Texas Tech is kind of an exception to that because they're decent at 26-11, not maybe one of the elite teams in the country, but they can rake. And last night, they put the pressure on you, jumping out with six runs in the top of the second inning. And it sure looked for a while there like you were going to take the L, like you were going to find yourself take the L. And you're down 6-0 after two. You're down 7-0 headed bottom four. All of a sudden, a little bit of life. You get a run back in the fourth. And then six runs in the fifth to tie it. Tech goes up 8-7 in the seventh. Hogs tie it 8-8 in the eighth and then win it 9-8, bottom of the ninth out of Nolan Souza. Sack fly to right. And that's your game winner as Ben Bibee just gets slammed in an inning plus. Didn't have it. The freshman still trying to figure it out. And then you go Fouch for an inning in the third. Wood gives up one run and two in the third. He looked good, though. I thought that was one of Gates' better outings. Parker Coyle, a shutout inning. McIntyre's starting to look a lot more hittable of late. I think teams have really done some video work by this point in the season. They should be on other teams' best pitchers. And McIntyre, he's one of Arkansas's better pitchers. There's certainly a good chance you're going to see him in the course of a ball game. And then Gabe Gackle closed it out with an inning and two-thirds. But this is an example of Arkansas just not taking an L lying down. And Ben McLaughlin gets the comeback going. With his blast, he drove in on the game, two runs, went 3-for-4. Benny Mac gets the average up to 312. You saw Jason Jones with a clutch hit, a double down the left field line to get the game-winning rally going there late. He went 2-for-4. He's kind of a player, too. Jack Wagner, 2-for-2, got rocked on the hand with a fastball, which you hate to see. But hopefully he's okay, and we'll get some thoughts out of DBH here and a few on that. Aloy got a hit for you, and Peyton Holt got one hit as well. So there you go. Hogs, 9. Texas Tech, Red Raiders, 8. That is Arkansas's what now? For those of you keeping score at home, I believe 24th consecutive win at Baumwalker Stadium. Yeah, 24 straight wins for Arkansas over Texas Tech after the victory last night. 24 straight wins for Arkansas over its opposition at Bob Walker Stadium. So a big win, big comeback. Hogs' biggest rally since coming back from 9 down against La Tech midweek 7 years ago. In that game, they were down 10-1. And this one, they were down 7-0. And they obviously come up with a way to win it. Series finale today at 4 o'clock. It'll be Carl Ravitch and Kyle Peterson on the call. Colin Fisher to the mound for the Hogs. And Hudson Parker for the Red Raiders. So a lefty and Fisher and a righty in Parker as we get some late afternoon baseball at Baum Walker. And I mentioned the weather out the gates, what, 10, 12 minutes ago. What a day we have on tap. I mean, it's, what, 56 degrees right now? And it'll be 80 by noon. And then first pitch, 85. It's going to be a little toasty out there. It's been a nice day to walk around and get some sun in. So I'm looking forward to that this afternoon as we get ready for round two between Arkansas and Texas Tech. And last night, ESPN2, a little national coverage for Razorback baseball. And here today, we get ourselves a game at 4 o'clock, a chance to slide over to the SEC Network. All right, so still getting some good TV props there. That's what you got, and that's what the heck we're working with. 20 minutes past 7 o'clock, got out to the Nationals game last night. They gave up a 6-spot at the top of the second, too. What are the odds of that? Dalla Dalla Brats, y'all. I'm telling you, just phenomenal stuff. And if you get the chance to get out to the park, I think you'll enjoy it. I took the fan. We did the dugout premium seats. These are the tickets we're going to be giving away all season long. So coming up later on today, let's give away a 4-pack to an upcoming Naturals game. Let's get that done before we call it good. DVH Sound, Jackson Collier on Calipari's early stages of a roster rebuild. My guy Eric Lopez on some college baseball, softball, and then, of course, the NBA playoffs because he's there covering the Magic Cavs series and a lot of other stuff in Central Florida. That's what he is doing. So good to have you. Bunch of ballers is what you are. You know what I'm saying? Bunch of straight-up ballers, and I appreciate your being here. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Lots more to get to. JB with
when
you.
When it's time for a cut, you have to go to the Cave. Media. It's a men's Barker grooming and lounge style. Experience like no other barber shop. Located on JB Hunt Drive in Rogers, just off of exit 83 on I-49. Individual haircuts, group packages, and if you're getting ready for a wedding or a big occasion, get your weekend started right. Brand new location coming to downtown Springdale soon as well. Online more info, cavemannwa.com, or like on Facebook at The Cave NWA. Way.
Lack of teamwork, failure of communication, overall disappointment. I'm not talking about your favorite basketball team's performance in March. I'm talking about your marriage. If you're getting divorced, don't listen to the myths about custody and child support. Call me, Jackie Mock, at Mock Legal Solutions to discuss your rights and options. 479-769-1505. Mock Legal Solutions. Real advice. Reasonable price.
Everyone wants Christmas lights, but when the holidays get here, money's always tight. But don't you want your business to stand out? Don't you want the prettiest house on the block? That's where Lion Chasers Lighting steps up to the plate and hits you a home run. Hassle-free installation, maintenance, removal, and storage. Because who wants to deal with this stuff in January, right? Now offering monthly payment plans year-round. Lion Chasers Lighting. Call 479-283-2760. Now go chase a lion.
Spring and summer mean road trip fun, and the adventure starts at Adventure Subaru in Fayetteville. Located just off exit 65 on I-49, Adventure Subaru has phenomenal inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles, and all their vehicles have four-wheel drive, so you can take them where you need to go. Adventure Subaru is locally owned and has won multiple awards for community involvement. See for yourself why their customer ratings are through the roof. Adventure Subaru in Fayetteville. Online, adventuresubaru.com. See things in a better light with the folks at New Light Electric. Residential and commercial services. They do remodels and additions, electrical upgrades and repairs, LEDs, installation of hot tubs, vehicle charging stations, and more. If you're looking for the folks who have the best touch, these guys are the lighting experts. They literally do it all, and they can add some light to your life, too. New Light Electric. Like them on Facebook or call 479-220-2836. Dr. Mark Olson has been providing top-notch patient care in Northwest Arkansas for decades. His new office location, exit 69 off I-49 on Willow Creek Drive, is more convenient and accessible than ever. Find out today about the benefits of natural hormone and thyroid treatment. Get your energy back. Dr. Olson is also providing medical marijuana certificates for patients with diagnosed medical conditions. For patient care like no other, it's Olson Clinic in Johnson. Online, olsonclinic.com.
Shogun of Fayetteville for a special experience every time. Best Japanese cuisine around, they have it all. The sushi is top-notch, but everyone's talking about their hibachi grill. The chefs are incredible. It's delicious and entertaining at the same time. For recruiting, celebrations, or just a good old date night, Shogun of Fayetteville has never let me down. With a scenic view of Fayetteville from the hill by the mall, full menu online, shogunfayetteville.com.
The latest news in Razorback land and beyond. You're listening to The Real NWA JB.
Feels good having you in the Bunker Studio, and I appreciate you spending some time with us as we do our thing, talking sports on the radio with you, the digital radio. It is more accessible than ever, streaming it live, 90 minutes coming at you, four in the air, 704-705 tonight. That's our usual wheelhouse. Got to get it going. Got to hit that 7 o'clock mark and make sure the Ducks are in a row and play that open, and boom, we're popping with you just a couple minutes past the top of the hour. Every morning, Monday through Friday, and then you know it, you should by now, hanging out on Saturdays for our people's postgame shows. And that has been a longtime thing of ours, 15 years worth. Of course, football and basketball and baseball, too. Nobody else with that commitment over the last couple decades. And, I mean, moving forward, you know we're going to keep it going for you. So, if you get a chance, after Arkansas and South Carolina wrap up on Saturday night, right around 5:30, throw us on the digital radio, Team B Media, coming at you on the YouTube, via the live stream, and right there at our website, therealnwajb.com. Of course, you always have us on the digital radio station via the Podbean app as well, and Bluetooth it up. Throw it around and get it where you need it to go. Okay? All right. All right. Okay. Hogs beat Texas Tech 9-8. It's midweek. You don't make too much out of it, but you like the comeback ability of this team once again. They'll play again today. You'd like to sweep Texas Tech. Midweek doesn't mean a lot, but it helps. Definitely if you win more than it hurts. And then to South Carolina this weekend for 3. No easy task. And Hogs coming off a series loss to Alabama. We'll see if they can't gather themselves and right the ship a little bit this weekend. Coming up with 3 games for you. What, 5:30, 3 o'clock, and then 1 o'clock in order. This Eastern time zone, Central time zone thing can be a little bit confusing at times. Arkansas, Texas Tech at 4 o'clock today for game 2. Colin Fisher against Hudson Parker. That's your pitching matchup. Should be a great day for a game. Elsewhere, basketball. Calipari rebuilding. Jackson Collier, 15 minutes. We'll talk some more about the moves we expect to see happen there. And NBA play-in last night. You had 2 of those games. They're not elimination games, both of them, which is misleading. You're like, oh, the loser out. No, just for one of the games. Sacramento took Golden State out. So they were the only team eliminated last night. Lakers make the playoffs in the West. They'll play the Nuggets in the first round. Good luck. In a 2-7. 40 for Zion before his lower leg kind of cramped up on him. But they will play Sacramento for the last playoff spot tomorrow night. Tonight, back-to-back, you get Heat Sixers, and then you get Hawks and Bulls. Heat Sixers, I think, the better bet watch-wise of those two games. So playoffs rolling NBA, NHL finishing up its regular season. Big League Baseball, I mentioned the Nationals lost to the Rockhounds yesterday down the block in Springdale. What a night for baseball, period. But the Cards over the A's, 3-2. If you're a Redbird fan, you're 9-9 now on the year. Lance Lynn has looked pretty outstanding in his first few starts. 2.18 ERA, 7 5-hit innings, a one-run ball yesterday. Helsley shutting it down. And you manufacture enough offense. 2-for-4 out of Arenado. Wynn, Walker, and Donovan each drive one in. And apparently Oakland still has a baseball team. Well, they might move to Sacramento. Is that right? Hard to keep that straight. The Vegas thing didn't work? Did something happen with Vegas? No? Royals rained out yesterday with the White Sox. So they will get it on. They can do a doubleheader. Is that what they're going to do? Let me check this out so I get this right here. Royals and White Sox, it looks like going to play at least one today. I don't know. I can't verify a doubleheader. But Royals are 11-6, y'all, and look, finally improved. Mets win last night. They've won 8 out of 10. They're 9-8 after an 0-for-6 start. So that's good. See them back in it. Orioles have won 11 games. Another W for them yesterday. I like Baltimore 11-3. Just waiting for them to call Heston Kerstad up so he can start bopping. Ranger Suarez, complete game shutout for the Phils. They beat the Rockies 5-0. Yankees fall to 12-6. Good to see them come back down to earth. 5-4 loss to Toronto. And the Braves 6, the Astros 2. Braves are 11-5 despite the Strider injury, which was brutal. All right, Hogs, come back to win. 9-8 in a game that looked like it had gotten away from them. Not once, not twice, kind of like three times. But they come all the way back to win it. And because of that, you got a lot of happy campers is what you got on the postgame conversation. So on that note, let's get to some of the postgame conversation. Arkansas Razorback Baseball finds a way to get itself a victory. And because of that now, has a chance at a sweep. Here's the skipper after the dub as we continue. Josh Bertaccini with you at the Real NWAJB. Good to have you on board as we hit the 7:30 mark here on a Wednesday.
Actually, the way it finished up in Tuscaloosa and not swinging the bats at all and then getting down today like we did, 6-0. I mean, very rarely does a team get 5 hits in a row, and they did. I think we got the first out in the you know, they got 5 hits in a row. One of them left the yard. And, you know, the last one or the one that it was 4-0, you're thinking, okay, dead runner second and third. And that wind pushed that ball down on our right fielder. Down 6 was tough, but, you know, then it was 7. Then it was 7-1, and you know, we just kept saying, if we could just punch in 3 runs somehow, hit a home run, find a way to get it back to 7-4, you know, put a little pressure on them and, you know, behave it, drop that ball down the left field line. We knew that the left fielder was way over in the alley, that was going to be trouble. The shortstop almost made that play. And then obviously, you know, Ben McLaughlin had a tremendous at bat, went to full, and then caught him a fastball and just hit it opposite field with that slicing wind. And we knew it was gone. We left the bat. That was just a big swing. There were plenty of those, but just proud of our guys, man. They rallied and just kept going and, you know, found a way to win against a team that can really hit. And, you know, we got our hands full again tomorrow.
But you guys had both teams had 7 hits with runners on. Just, you know, your overall thoughts on just the performance of the plate and to not only have them have the 6-run inning, but you guys also countered with the 6-run inning of your own.
I mean, it's really rare to have a six run inning, but to have each team have one and the team that got their second end up winning the game. It's kind of unusual, but a lot of clutch hits, a lot of two out hits. You know, we only put them on, I think, maybe one walk and maybe one hit by a pitch. And, you know, they did the rest themselves. And so, they, you know, we really didn't give them anything. They just got after Bibee. I mean, bottom line, they hit everything he threw in the second inning.
Yeah. So, you know, after Bibee, you guys kind of piece it together. 14 strikeouts for your pitching staff tonight. Just, you know, the guys after Bibee, just the way that they were able to piece it together and win it.
Yeah, I mean, the guys we threw tonight are guys that we weren't going to throw tomorrow, no matter what. I mean, if we'd have lost today, we were going to probably throw these guys a little bit because we need some guys for Friday, obviously, and Saturday. But, you know, that's what I told the team out there. The bullpen was amazing tonight, and they just did a great job, everyone we brought in there. And, I mean, Parker Coyle came in and got the two lefties and ended up getting the right-hander. And, you know, he was good to go, but we were trying to get him rocking and get him going a little bit and get his confidence up and thought, well, maybe Will can give us a couple. We can get the lead. Maybe we can go to Gack. Will gave us one and a third, and his pitch count was getting up a little bit. We need to have him available. He didn't lose his stuff. I mean, the guy jumped his first pitch, left it in a little bit, hit it low, below the wind, and got it out of the park. And then Gacko came in, and he was pretty darn good. And we 24 pitches, and we were trying to figure out if we were going to bring him back out if we went to the 10th. And I think we had kind of agreed to bring him back out, but maybe not let him go very long, just see how it goes, because we need him on the weekend. You know, we could use him as early as Friday. So, but a really good job by everybody that came out of the bullpen today. It was really good to see.
As you said, how good this team has been punching back. And with down 7-1 going to the bottom of the fifth, what was the energy like after Ben McLaughlin's two-run homer and, of course, the RBI double by White to tie the game?
I mean, after the home run, I think the dugout was good, even when we were kind of getting it handed to us, honestly. I mean, we didn't feel like that the game was over. We still had five at-bats or something to go. And but when Ben, right when he hit it, we all knew it was gone, just because of the way with that crosswind, left-handed hitter slicing it, would have been out anyway. But with the wind, it was going to go way out. And the dugout, it lit up the dugout pretty good. And then we got the double and tied it. You know, we're thinking we're going to get another hit and take the lead, because that's just kind of the way it flows in the dugout. And you got to give Jason Jones credit. He had a really big night. He had a line drive off the center field wall against a 20 mile an hour wind. And then he's trying to call timeout and got his hand up, and the pitcher kind of quick pitch. Most of you have your eyes. I think he was really trying to call timeout. He just really wasn't ready yet. And he was kind of like, bang, guy throws him a slider. He has a little rhythm going there and just hammered it. And that ended up being the tying run. And, they hit two doubles tonight for us. That was big.
In the bottom of the ninth, their last pitcher, Parker, he came in with a 0.44 ERA and then throws up. And two errors were committed to set up the walk-off. Yeah. What were your thoughts on just those two big plays that set it up?
Yeah, the ball to the third baseman, it hopped over his glove. You know, we have a perfect view of it. He was going to the ball and it hit something. I don't even know. We might've got a little leather on it, I guess, but it took a bad hop. So, you know, I guess you scored an error, but it was a bad hop. And, but the one that got him was, you know, it looked like he didn't feel the ball immediately turn to throw to second and try to turn double play, because that could have been a double play. Like he was going to go run the ball or throw the ball to first base and realize I need to throw the second base, kind of slipped through the ball. And there you go. And I mean, that's a recipe for disaster. And, you know, we kind of saw that in our game too at Alabama. And the game can be really fragile, especially at the end. Every little thing matters, especially when it's down there, when it's over, you know, if you score. And we did just enough that inning to punch in a run.
You've been saying for a lot of games now that you think the offense is coming. I know that these weren't necessarily all the players that you use on a weekend, but do you feel like maybe you overcame a hurdle or something tonight offensively.
I think some guys gained some confidence, and I thought Peyton Holt swung the bat really well. You know, his last at bat, I think, was that in the ninth. You know, he'd like to, or the eighth, he'd like to have that one back. The slider he swung at that would have made it a full count. But other than that, I thought he had a really good game, and some of the guys have just been swinging it a little bit. You know, it's good to see Wagner, you know, got a couple big hits, and, you know, I really didn't want to pinch hit for him, but the numbers told me to. I mean, righties are hitting like, I don't know, 120 against him, and lefties are hitting 300 or 350. And I'm glad Sousa got enough of that ball to get it to the outfield. Honestly, if the wind hadn't been blowing in, it might've went out of the park, and that thing got up there so high and started coming back. But yeah, I think we gained a lot of confidence, and a couple of guys stepped up. Even Wilmsmeyer put him in. He got a great jump on that ball, got a great read and ran it down. And just, you know, a lot of guys contributed to the win tonight. It was good to see.
All right, let's we'll stop it there for now. Got you 7-8 minutes of DVH sound as we continue through a Wednesday morning show coming at you 40 minutes in. And baseball with a big rally after trailing 7-0 halfway through the ball game yesterday. Arkansas finds a way to get the dub. Huge. And now's a chance at a midweek sweep of the Red Raiders from Lubbock, Texas, baby. 4 o'clock today, SEC Network. We'll try to get out of the park for a little bit of this one. On that note, we've got a lot going on today. Why don't we take a break? When we come back, Jackson Collier joins us Wednesday regular. I want to talk some hoops. The Big Z is in. Who's coming next? Who's coming with me? Real NWAJB rolling on. Great to have you in the bunker on Team B Media. We're back.
When it's time for a cut, you have to go to The Cave. It's a men's grooming and lounge experience like no other barber shop. Located on J.B. Hunt Drive in Rogers, just off of exit 83 on I-49. Individual haircuts, group packages, and if you're getting ready for a wedding or a big occasion, get your weekend started right. Brand new location coming to downtown Springdale soon as well. Online more info, cavemannwa.com, or like on Facebook at The Cave NWA.
Lack of teamwork, failure of communication, overall disappointment. I'm not talking about your favorite basketball team's performance in March. I'm talking about your marriage. If you're getting divorced, don't listen to the myths about custody and child support. Call me, Jackie Mock, at Mock Legal Solutions to discuss your rights and options. 479-769-1505. Mock Legal Solutions. Real advice. Reasonable price.
Everyone wants Christmas lights, but when the holidays get here, money's always tight. But don't you want your business to stand out? Don't you want the prettiest house on the block? That's where Lion Chasers Lighting steps up to the plate and hits you a home run. Hassle-free installation, maintenance, removal, and storage. Because who wants to deal with this stuff in January, right? Now offering monthly payment plans year-round. Lion Chasers Lighting. Call 479-283-2760. Now go chase a lion.
Spring and summer mean road trip fun, and the adventure starts at Adventure Subaru in Fayetteville. Located just off exit 65 on I-49, Adventure Subaru has phenomenal inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles, and all their vehicles have four-wheel drive, so you can take them where you need to go. Adventure Subaru is locally owned and has won multiple awards for community involvement. See for yourself why their customer ratings are through the roof. Adventure Subaru in Fayetteville. Online, AdventureSubaru.com.
See things in a better light with the folks at New Light Electric. Residential and commercial services. They do remodels and additions, electrical upgrades and repairs, LEDs, installation of hot tubs, vehicle charging stations, and more. If you're looking for the folks who have the best touch, these guys are the lighting experts. They literally do it all, and they can add some light to your life, too. New Light Electric. Like them on Facebook or call 479-220-2836.
Dr. Mark Olson has been providing top-notch patient care in Northwest Arkansas for decades. His new office location, exit 69 off I-49 on Willow Creek Drive, is more convenient and accessible than ever. Find out today about the benefits of natural hormone and thyroid treatment. Get your energy back. Dr. Olson is also providing medical marijuana certificates for patients with diagnosed medical conditions. For patient care like no other, it's Olson Clinic in Johnson. Online, olsonclinic.com.
Shogun of Fayetteville for a special experience every time. Best Japanese cuisine around, they have it all. The sushi is top-notch, but everyone's talking about their hibachi grill. The chefs are incredible. It's delicious and entertaining at the same time. For recruiting, celebrations, or just a good old date night, Shogun of Fayetteville has never let me down. With the scenic view of Fayetteville from the hill by the mall, full menu online, ShogunFayetteville.com.
Old school flavor with that new school flow. This is the real NWA JB.
Expect a quarterback heavy first round this year, and you're going to see probably four or five quarterbacks in the top 10. It's going to be one of those kind of drafts. We'll talk some more drafts as we work our way to that with spring football now in the can. Transfer season has opened up again, and we've seen the Hogs lose a few cats already. Basketball getting one in a couple nights ago with the Big Z. Let's talk about that. Some Razorback basketball, and who knows, probably a little music, too, with our good friend Jackson Collier, who's been awfully kind to the show in our first, what now? This marks 8 months in operation this week, and Jackson has been our Wednesday regular from the jump. He's versatile. You can bat him higher in the lineup on a morning. You can bat him lower in the lineup. He's just, he's a good dude. Jackson Collier, Arkansas Rivals. What's up, JC? How are you?
I am doing great. Thankful as always to talk to you on this fine Wednesday morning. Just enjoying a nice morning commute.
It is good to be alive, my friend. It is good to be alive. What's the weather like in the Great White North today?
Well, you know, the past couple of days, it's been nice. Sun, 70 and sunny and all that sort of stuff. Kind of overcast today, but still warm. Going to rain this afternoon, but, you know, I don't mind a little cloud coverage if it doesn't rain.
Yeah, right? Give me a little bit of that. We had some cloud cover yesterday. It was still around 80. No rain, that kind of day. Today, 85 and sunny. Jackson, I think if you were here, even you, sometimes skeptical baseball guy, you'd be all about going to Bomb Walker today. Arkansas and Texas Tech at 4 o'clock, 85 degrees, and bright sunshine is the forecast.
Hey, you know, I'd be there. It's so funny. Last night, someone added me on Twitter and was like, are you still bored? And I honestly had no idea what they were talking about. And I said, bored of what? Because I'm sitting here like so focused on transfer portal stuff and covering Calipari and all this sort of stuff. And it just came out of nowhere last night. Are you still bored? I asked the guy, I was like, bored of what? He said, Arkansas baseball. I was like,
well, look, it's all good fun for a day or two. And then at a certain point, it's just old hat is what it is. Time to move on and get a new joke, folks. Get something else. JC, baseball teams, you know, due for a long run this year. We like that. And basketball feels like it's had more of a run in the first couple weeks of the offseason than it had all year long. Cal in officially since we last spoke. The presser was last Wednesday night. And he got his first commit with Zeboni Visage a couple days ago. Let's talk some hoops. What do you make of Cal's first week?
I got to lead off by first saying you're going to be very proud of me because over this past weekend when it was Masters weekend, I watched the Masters, but I watched the entire Arkansas-Alabama baseball series. Maybe it's a bad omen because it was the first series they lost, so maybe I don't need to do that, but I did tune in to every game.
Good.
But Big Z, Zvonimir Ivicic, really good prospect. You know, he's a guy who committed to Calipari and Kentucky. Played the latter half of the season last year, 7'2", really versatile, can stretch the floor really well, really good rim protector, shot blocker, good instincts, has decent lateral quickness and agility, especially for his size. So he's kind of a really good combination of what Arkansas hasn't had in a while. You know, they haven't had a 7-footer plus who was also quick on his feet and could defend, but also be an offensive threat like a Trevin Brazil. Because, I mean, Trevin Brazil is 6'10", but this is an extra, you know, he's 7'2", with a long wingspan, ability to step out. Still plenty of room to grow. you know, some Kentucky fans have hinted at, you know, he was sick a decent amount of time, even when he was cleared to play at Kentucky. So that might be something to look out for. Like, what's he going to look like when he's fully healthy? Been in the United States for, I would assume, almost a full year now. You would expect his minutes to increase because he was at almost like 6-4 on high percentage from his, from the field with just 11 minutes per game. You would have to think that the more minutes he plays, the better his numbers are going to look. But just a really, really good prospect.
Oh, yeah, and he's 7'2", buddy. So, I mean, you start by building the team there from the inside out, right? What a defensive presence he should be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think he's going to be able, like I said, he's going to protect the rim. He's versatile enough and athletic enough where, you know, switching screens and playing ball screens still might be an issue for anybody who's 7'2", but I think he's much more versatile, much more able than Arkansas big men in the past.
Yeah, I agree. All right, you're all over the recruiting. Jackson Collier, our guy on Arkansas Rivals, Real NWAJB, Bunker Studio. Good to have you on board as we stream it live. And then, of course, post-show podcast right after we wrap up. Who's next? We're obviously going to need 1, 2, 3, like 12 more guys. So who's next, Jackson? Who do you have?
It's hard to know like the exact order. There are some guys that I think are likely to commit. I don't think anything is for certain or for sure at this point. You know, Carter Knox is one to keep an eye out on. Billy Richmond, Jaden Quaintance, those three guys who are members of the 2024 recruiting class who were all committed to Calipari at Kentucky. Boogie Fland is another name to potentially keep an eye on. So I'd say those four in particular out of the high school ranks. You know, DJ Wagner is another guy who's on the Kentucky roster, might be a name to keep an eye on in terms of transferring over to Arkansas. And then, you know, one of the things about Calipari that's been an adjustment so far is that when you're covering the transfer portal, you're not, me in particular, you're not having to track every single name in the portal because, you know, Musselman was so gung-ho about contacting as many people as possible. So you'd get close to 200 names that Arkansas had contacted. Well, Calipari's up to like number 3 or 4 right now, and he's very hush-hush about it. So it's going to be a lot quieter on the transfer portal front, but I think, you know, Jeremy Roach from Duke, he's one to keep an eye out on. I've been told Arkansas and Villanova are teams to keep an eye on there.
Good nuggets. What about returnees? Any rumbles about a perhaps, you know, a battle return or Devo, anything about any of the scrap pieces around or no? You don't hear anything about that.
I haven't really heard anything. I think the only one who would even have a chance to return at this point would be Battle. But I mean, I could be wrong there too. There's just, there's not a ton of information going around like on campus right now. And part of that is, you know, in my profession, what you try to do is you build connections with the coaches and the people in the building. And then when they take a different job, your connections and your insider stuff kind of goes with it.
So 100%, 100%.
It's about relearning people and making new connections. And I'm still in the process of trying to do that. And honestly, it's difficult because there's not really a ton of people in there right now. Calipari hadn't officially announced staff.
No.
Support staff isn't really there either. So, you know, it's just kind of in limbo with stuff directly from the athletics department. You're having to piece together stuff from AAU sources sources.
What do you think? Does he keep anybody from the staff? I mean, Ronnie Brewer would be a great candidate for one guy you could keep. And I think it would help from a continuity standpoint a little bit.
I've heard from a few different people that Ronnie Brewer will be on staff. It's just a matter of what his role will be. Okay. And I think that's going to depend on who Calipari brings on to fill other positions as well.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And I would think he's got guys who've been on his staff for a while who he will lean on too. But it's fascinating times for Arkansas Razorback basketball. There's no question about it. What do you make of Mark Pope at Kentucky? What do you make of that hire?
I mean, he's a fine coach. It's a decent hire. I don't think he's a Kentucky hire.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and it's really weird seeing their media and their fans do a full 180 on that hire. Mm-hmm. they were very skeptical, said it was a miss of a hire. And then now all the media are wearing their media credentials and taking pictures like a fanboy with them. I don't understand that disconnect. But, you know, just neither here nor there.
Yeah, that always struck me as inappropriate. You got the credential on. Let me go take a picture, coach. I've never done that. Never done that. Not that I've never taken a picture with somebody, but you're working right now? I don't know about that.
I was about to say, it's one thing to take a picture. Like, that's right. Fine, especially if you're off the clock. But if you're actively wearing your media credentials and you're getting, oh, let's get a group photo with KSR.
Right. Yeah, it's a little odd. JC, what you got coming up? Any summer concerts or no? What are you doing?
I got a summer concert in Detroit at one of the orchestra halls. Going to see Cody Fry and Ben Rector.
Cool. That's an Arkansas cat, so Ben Rector, isn't it?
Yes, he is. So that should be fun. Not really a ton of concerts other than that. Might be going to a blues festival in Chicago in June.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Stoked about that. Yeah. Going to a friend's wedding in Colorado in July. And, you know, I've been reading a lot more, which is nice, too. I started a new book I think you're going to really like.
What's it called?
It's called Burning Down the House. It's about the rise of punk rock that led to the fall of the Berlin Wall in East Germany.
That sounds awesome. I like the Talking Heads title for the book, too. That's great. That's great.
Oh, yeah. It's based around late 1970s, early 1980s. These East German teens are finally exposed to the Sex Pistols and the Ramones, and they just go completely bonkers.
That sounds awesome. I would love to check that out. We got you like Cage the Elephant, and we had that talk. They're coming to the Amp here in a couple months. I just got my tickets to that. I'm pretty excited.
So I love Cage the Elephant. I saw them in 2011 in Oklahoma. Cage the Elephant. It was AWOL Nation. AWOL Nation opening for Cage the Elephant, opening for Rise Against.
That's a fun show right there. Now here we are, 13, 14 years later. Cage has got 7 more albums since then, right? They got a new one coming out here next month. Let me let you get out of here. You are the man. Jackson Collier on the social media. Arkansas Rivals hitting us up. He's got the Podbean app too, which we love. And great spot today, JC. We'll get it on the podcast. Keep us posted on that transfer portal, buddy. Have a great rest of your week, okay?
I appreciate it. You too, JB.
All right, he's the man. I really enjoy those conversations. And the baseball haterade needs to stop for Jackson Collier. It's not even appropriate anymore. Like, it's run its course. The joke is over. Let the young man be. He's got work to do. He's also an attorney. The work never stops there for JC. Are you kidding me? My goodness. All right, Roland. Through a fun show today and a lot going on. And a top of the hour break. And then Eric Lopez going to join us. Elo, all over the Magic and Cavs series. And, of course, does a lot of softball work for ESPN Plus as well. He'll have some thoughts on the last couple of weeks of the softball season. It's amazing how that thing has gotten away from us so quickly. But, indeed, it has. Follow, listen, watch, subscribe to the show at The Real NWAJB. Your boy Josh Bertoncini with you as we make it happen. Barreling through the middle of April, 2 weeks till May. It's a coming. It's a coming, my friends. Hang tight. We're coming right back.